信文理に愛を
持つようにした
Facilities. It is described that a person who chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that even your desires will get even material prosperity. Just to give you an example, there is a computer called the Apple computer. It is very famous and well known. I think all of you who work with computers know about this branch. It is quite it's a huge business, isn't it? So the owner of this computer branch is Stephen Jobs.And he was a bhakta. He was in the Boston Temple. I have asked him to go to school with him. He was quite serious, it looked like. He did everything, washing dishes, washing tables, and so on. But he had a strong material desire to become well known as the originator of this computer. He was one of the very first who constructed the computer, isn't it? Apple or Macintosh, what was it? It was really like one of the pioneers. Because he had this desire, he was given this opportunity.And he gave up more or less his spiritual life. Now I know some of you have the desire to become rock and roll stars. It might happen that after some time you will be offered a contract by Warner Brothers or Virgin Company. Virgin. Become a rock and roll star. And at that moment,your determination will be tested. Each one of you might become a Lord Indra with unforetold material influences, and it will be tested whether or not you will stay in Krishna consciousness. Now most of us most probably will not becomewill not get such a high test because we are small devotees and only little things are sufficient to bring us the fall. It might happen when you find the ideal, when you fall in love with a person, a woman, you might find a beautiful a man of your dreams, and together with him you will walk offin the land of illusion. Or if you are a man, you might all of a sudden find the person who will bring you away from the spiritual path, who will bring you in some situation where you can no longer perform devotional service because you are too bewildered. These are the tests.Which are on the way back home, back to God. It will come to everyone in this room. And about, I would say, half of you will not make the test. If you are not sincere. But I think everyone in this room is very sincere. So I think that everyone here will make the test. Because you came to the morning program.Made one test. Hare Krishna. Should always encourage everyone. Gaur Kumar became Indra, but he was not falling prey to material illusions. He slept in the gardens like a monk, and he did did his work as a king of the heavenly planets. He made sure that everywhere in the major posts he put devotees. He had a management of devotees. Imagine Daini Baksha would become the next president. Then he would say, Deva Deva is my minister for internal affairs. Stenka is responsible for the cultural part of Hrvatska, cultural minister, first woman cultural minister. Stenka is not enthusiastic. And she would, Daini Baksha would put all devotees in post. Maybe Daini Baksha would call me as an advisor, one of his advisors. It is well possible, isn't it? First foreign advisor for foreign affairs. So this is what Kumar did. He just put devotees in the important demigod positions in the universe. Wonderful. But his heart was always yearning. A desire which at first he could not identify, because he himself did not know how his spiritual journey would go. So one day it happened that a personality, a great saint with white hair, came to the planet of Indra. If you can imagine, he had a glowing effulgence around him. He looked almost like a walking fire. He was totally in light. Who is he? How does he mean? This is some of the next electronic system, which is called Mahaloka. Brigo, he's Brigo Muni. He is one of the seven rishis. These seven rishis have planets which are in the higher planetary systems. Astrologers, Vedic astrologers, can tell you where they are. And I believe there is also a correspondent in Western astrology to the seven rishis. Vikvir, sure, Vikvir, or was it the Bhagavad Gita? Vikvir. Big beer has seven stars. Yes. The big beer. What is it in God's creation? No. The big beer, that's the corresponds to the seven rishis. But this has also a subtle dimension, these planets, which modern astronomy is not aware of. So, Kumar asked, really? There is a higher planet? Do they worship the Lord there? He said, yes. The Lord is appearing in the inhabitants of the of Mahaloka perform yajna. He is appearing in the fire. Or out of the fire, I should better say. And he is personally accepting the offerings of his devotees with his own. He's not only appearing in one form, like he's appearing here, he's appearing in as many fires as are ignited. Well, did the same logic. He wanted to go there. He wanted to experience the Lord of many forms. He said, this is my job. Then he felt how it was taken afterwards. His expectation. So I felt left then. And he came to the place of the celebration. There he saw in each house great devotees of the Lord who were performing a yajna. And all of a sudden he saw from the flames the body of the Lord, a divine body manifested. And he would accept the yajna, give it to me, and he would keep it. Never wanted to return back to the heavenly planets. Because these heavenly planets are places of sense enjoyment. They are a little bit to be compared to Dalmatia. It is always the best climate. But the devotees there, people are a little religious there, but the Maya is just too big. They are called Sakana Bhaktas. That means devotees full with material desires. And Gokumar didn't like this association, to be very true. When you are advanced in spiritual life, you will also feel that the association of devotees who just want money and cars and shminka is terrible. You feel like, wow. But still, if you're really advanced, you will try to help these devotees. It's possible. So, Gokumar went to Mahaloka. And he was very, very, how do you say, happy there to accept, to be there as a simple person. He lived in the house of people. He always saw that the Lord appeared from the fire. It was so wonderful. But one day, it so happened, it became a little bit hot in Mahaloka. He was asking, what is the heat here? Oh, this is the heat which comes at the partial annihilation of the planetary systems up to Svargaloka. I think we have to make a little very cosmography here.
There are seven lower planetary systems. And here is our planet. It is called Bhuloka. Sorry. Underneath this are six Rasatala and so on. Up to Patala. This is the place where Lord Yamaraj lives. And around this here are the many hellish planets. On these planets there is a lot of sense enjoyment, impious sense enjoyment available.
Some of you, I think, know what it means to take hallucinatory drugs from previous existence.
Here, the men get all these drugs so that they are extremely lusty and powerful for sense enjoyment. That's all what they do. They never become exhausted. Wild, isn't it? Those who are full with these desires, they can go in these, they're called subterranean heavenly planets. It is heavenly because the enjoyment is so intense. The only fear which is there is when the Sudarshan chakra of the Lord comes there and announces that time is up. A time factor. That's the only problem, really. The time is up. Otherwise, they just enjoy like hell. Music, sex, and even drugs. It's all from there. It's not. But here is just naked suffering. Mm-hmm. But this is, for the materialist, it's the heaven of the materialist. Because they can be very simple there, without suffering immediate results. On the planet Earth, this is Bhuloka, then is Abhuvaha of mystical beings. And then comes the Svarga planetary system. Svarga. This is the material heaven. It's also a place of sense enjoyment, but it's more pious than this one. Here are very materialistic people, but here are Svarga are people with like demigods, Indra and so on, who has all the problems with this senses. Now, then it comes to Mahaloka, Maha, then it comes to Tapa, hope it's Tapa, Tapa Loka, then it comes to Jana Loka, and then we go to Satya Loka. Let us count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Why is this? Om, U, Om, U, Uvaha, Svaha, Svaha, Uvaha, Maha, Kata, Svaha. One is missing. Somewhere here.
Siddha.
Siddha. Could well be. Yes, I know why this is missing, this Siddha Loka. Because Gokumar doesn't go to this planet. He goes to all the other, it's a planetary system. And then come the layers of the universe, which are around this. Earth, water, fire, mind, intelligence, ego, it goes on. Yes? So, Gokumar has now felt some heat, because at each day of Brahma all of this is destroyed. Mahaloka is not destroyed, but it gets so uncomfortable hot. So that the inhabitants of Mahaloka will just go with their mystical potencies to Tapaloka. You follow? Just like when it is getting too hot and split in the apartment, then you know where to go. Isn't it? And even some cold place in the mountain, maybe. So also they just, it became too hot and they went to some other place. Sorry, you couldn't see. So Hare Krishna. They all went there, and then one day they saw a young naked boy. They had never seen such a beautiful, sweet boy, who at the same time looked so extremely serious. We have such a boy in Austria. He always looks so serious, as if he is like the greatest philosopher, and he is a philosopher. But this boy was very young, and he had a glowing effulgence around him. So Gokuma asked, "Who is he?" And the people told him, "Don't you know? He's the oldest of the four Kumaras." He's a son of Lord Brahma, but when Brahma asked him to get into family life, he and his three brothers were saying, "Brahma, this is too much entertainment. We think our spiritual concentration will go away. I think this is a realistic danger which you can see everywhere happening. So let us please stay Brahmachari." "Why do you think I created you? I need your help." No. And in order to make their point by their mystical potency, they stopped their growth. They did not grow any longer and come into the difficult period in a person's life, which is called puberty, when his material sense of attraction to the others, to the opposite sex, begins to stir his emotions and his body and his senses. They stayed Brahmachari. They stayed young boys. No problems. They were great mistakes. Brahma had become very angry, but he knew that he could not become angry on spiritual people. Therefore, he had to control the anger, and all became accumulated here. So that finally a being appeared, which was Shiva, the destroyer of the world. So Gokuma said, "Who is it is very interesting. Where does he live?" "He lives on Janaloka. If you go to Janaloka, you will find that everyone there has the Lord in his heart." "What? The Lord in my own heart?
this is very good. He chanted this mantra, and then after the next planetary system, which is Janaloka, then he came to Janaloka. He saw there were no buildings, there were only forests and big trees. And underneath these trees, he saw people who were totally absorbed in meditation. He wanted to talk to the people, but he could not get them out of the meditation because they were so much in samadhi that it was impossible. Stayed for some time in Janaloka, but then he just felt, here is no Lord. Everyone said, the Lord is here. I can't see. And he became very sad. And in his heart, he desired to go somewhere, to Puri. And then he desired this very strongly. He almost felt he was leaving, but then one of the saints got up and said, where do you want to go? Oh, and then someone talks to me. Well, I came here. I was promised that the Lord would be in the heart, but I don't see anyone. Seeing? What can you see with these eyes? Why are you so interested in seeing Megahari? You cannot see the Lord with the eyes. What you see is only what is in your mind. Look at Duryodhana. The Lord was present before him. He showed his universal form. Or Duryodhana could not see. No one can see with these eyes. Learn to meditate. When your mind is purified, then in your purified mind, you can see the Lord. Gokumar was for a moment convinced. What is about you? How do you like these arguments? Quite interesting, isn't it? Therefore, meditate. Just meditate. Purify your heart. Then you will see. And the same people I am instructed with. But it was very difficult for him. He was, after all, had the mentality of a cowboy. You can see, you can watch critically our Brahmanas and can see how deep they meditate. Usually when they chant their Gayatri mantras and they hear the sound of prasad, they go very little with it. So, but we have also Brahmanas here in this room who are destroying the bodies, and we should worship them. So, one moment. Yes. Gokumar was not very successful. So Pipalayana said, well, if you want to see the Lord, then the best place I can recommend you is Lanka Gudoka. Go to the Gandhamarana hills, and there you will see Lord Narayan in meditation. I see. And the day after tomorrow, I want to show you slides of this form. It's a beautiful deity who sits in the Padmasana, it's a lotus seat, and who self-manifested. And he lives in, but he is there in Vanavikasha, Gokumar got the invitation to go to Badri Narayan, but he felt, before I go, I will see Sanat Kumar. He then got the Kumaras were meditating in the master's of the atmosphere. Waves of spiritual ecstasy there around them. Then Sanat Kumar opened his eyes. Looked at Gokumar with a merciful smile. Took his hand and he touched Gokumar the hand. And all of a sudden, Gokumar could see in his heart the beautiful Lord. He was crying in ecstasy. It came as a big surprise for him. Then the next thing he saw was forms of the Lord, which came out of the heart of Sanat Kumar. He saw the Das Avatar, also the Shinhadev, all these beautiful forms of the Lord. And it was like spiritual cinema. He became very, very expert in meditation. But one day, he saw a swarm. First he saw the shadow very quickly going over the planet. Then he saw a huge swarm. And on top of the swarm, he saw a being who was very learned. He had four heads, not one, but four. And he asked, "Who is he?" By that time the swarm was landing, and the person came down, and all the saints stopped their meditation and began glorifying him, throwing flowers on him, putting garlands over him. And they asked, "You don't know who he is? It is Lord Brahma. Gospodin Brahma, the creator of the universe." Oh, Gokumar, and where does he live? On Satyaloka, the highest planet of this universe. Is there the Lord? Oh, you don't know. You know not so much. Yes, the Lord is there with thousands of arms in an inconceivable form. He is lying on Ananta Shesha, the thousand-headed, million-headed serpent who carries the planetary systems on his head. He is there, worshipped by the Siddhas from Siddhaloka, right? These are beings who can make themselves visible and invisible whenever they want. You want to go there? Oh, yes. Again, chanted his mantra. And by the power of the mantra, he got up. He landed, so to say, or he came to Satyaloka. Now, in the distance, we heard someone making ecstatic music on a veena, and he was dancing. I think that the image of the guitarist who dances playing his guitar is an archetypus linked from another dimension. The original guitarist, Gaurahari, Narada Muni, was playing on his veena, and he was dancing. His cloth bag had difficulties to stay on his body. He was chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of God, and Gokumar was running through this forest. And there he saw on Ananta Shesha, this bed of snakes, the most beautiful Lord lying down, being a little erect and smiling. And then on his lotus feet, he saw the most beautiful of women, Lakshmi Devi, who was massaging the lotus feet of the Lord. He saw chores and chores of the, I don't know if it's the right English word. What is when many people sing together? Choir, thank you. He saw choirs of demigods singing the names of the Lord in great ecstasy. He bent to the Lord, but waves of mercy was coming from him, and he fell down every 10 steps, and then he came up and he stumbled, and again he just could not he had never experienced such mercy and bliss. He fell down again. And finally, the Lord saw him, and he said, "I'm so happy that you have come here, my dear devotee. Please stay here with me." The Lord was often giving divine instructions for Lord Brahma, was healing them in his foreheads. There was no need for Brahma to take notes of these instructions, because he could remember everything. He saw the Lord throwing his glances at the devotees. He felt very happy. Now one day something happened. I think by now you know already that always something happens. Brahma, and this is a part which is difficult to understand. Please just believe it. Brahma was one day touching the ocean of the causes, or the causal ocean. And when he touched it from outside of the pole, a demon appeared. "I want to eat you." And he had to run away from the heavenly planets, but hide in some secure places. There he will not tell, because this happens again and again at the most private place of Brahma. He was hiding there. So Vishnu said, "Well, see, the universe has no manager. Gokumar, I want you to become the next Brahma." So that is what happened. In Brahma Loka, in Mahaloka, Brigu Muni, we go back now a little bit. Brigha Muni had already offered Gokumar the body of a Brahmin. But for some reason, which at this moment is still a secret, Gokumar did not accept a Brahminic birth. He didn't want to be a Brahmin. He said, "I want to stay a cowherd boy." But here everyone is broken. These are higher than the heavenly planets. It's full of sattva goon here. Why do you want to stay in this form of a Vaishya? I don't know, but something tells me that in this identity of a cowherd boy. I don't see the Lord. And I don't know, I'm confused about it. So Gokumar also did not take on the body of a Brahman. Brahma. But he was a wonderful Brahma. Brahma is a position. He was so wonderful you can't imagine. He put all the prajapatis, means the generators of the human of the population of the universe, he made them devotees. He spread Sankirtan all over the planet. It was a real Sankirtan general. Everywhere devotees were supported. It was a wonderful area. Until one day Gokumar felt until one day as Lord Brahma, Gokumar heard a very intense discussion on his bed. When he came closer, he saw the most beautiful women who were all representing different shastras, Vedas, and they were discussing one particular very fortunate soul who had attained liberation from this material universe. And you have to know Gokumar was still within our universe. He was not liberated from material existence. He didn't have a body like we have, but it was a subtle material body. So he heard how the scriptures were discussing that the real aim of life is to become free from this universe, to become free of all the pleasures the universe has to offer, all the different levels, and go to the eternal spiritual world, because this is only a prison house for the eternal soul. All of a sudden, a beautiful personality, whom he had not seen before, started to raise the hand and said, "I want to speak now." "Oh yes, Srila Prabhupada, please. You have said liberation means to be liberated from material existence. This is not true. You have said liberation means to become free from this universe. This is not true. The real liberation is devotional service to the Lord in your original spiritual form." I heard this, it was almost like an explosion taking place in his heart. "Now I know what I want. I want my original spiritual identity, and I want to serve the Lord of my heart." And he went to Vishnu and he said, "What should I do? I don't want material existence. I don't want even to be a Brahma of the heavenly plan, the ruler of this universe, the creator of this universe. I want devotion and service to my Lord. What should I do?" Listen to what Vishnu said. Gokumar at first didn't understand it. He said, "Well, if you want to become free from this material world, you want to develop your original loving relationship with the Supreme Lord, then you must go back." Vrindavan! You were right, it's on the planet Earth. You must go back to the Bhūloka. Siddhikāda can make a place there so that we know where Vrindavan is. There. You're sure? Yes. Siddhikāda is a circle person. That's where Vrindavan is. You must go to Vrindavan, because in Vrindavan you will get further instructions. So Kumar went back through all these planets. He went back to planet Earth and he saw everything had changed by now. But then he came to Vrindavan, he saw it was the same. There was the Govinda Hill, there was the river Yamuna. And one day, as he was wandering around Vrindavan, he saw his guru. Yes, said the Guru, I thank you for your gift. There are many things that you must know. And he started to speak. Then again he got an ecstasy. I think by now you must be curious. What are these secrets which made him always fall in ecstasy? You will hear later. But then now he was from the Dharma, he felt more attraction to Krishna. And he was chanting the mantra. And all of a sudden, Gokuba will now start to leave the universe. It's very interesting. The first layer, he saw a deity, yes. Dharani is a personified earth. She was worshipping Varahadev. And he said, stay with me. We worship this beautiful form of the Lord. He said, no, thank you. He went higher and higher and higher. I will make it short. Until he finally came to a layer which was full, which had a very bluish effulgence. There was a bluish light all over. There were beings who were very mystical, who disappeared and appeared somewhere. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, came the most beautiful woman. And she said, come. And he went to her. And this woman was worshipping another, even more beautiful woman. I am worshipping the most beautiful woman. That once the Lord took this form, which is such a beautiful form, that even Lord Shiva, who is fully self-controlled, became almost mad with the desire to embrace her. He was chasing after Mohini Devotee, and he was so agitated that he lost semen, which fell all over the universe, and wherever it fell, it became a gold mine. I'm telling you all that. But this we cannot say it again, because it was the Lord who tempted his devotee once again. So, Mohini Murti was there, he was the Lord. Most beautiful form of a woman. And Gokula said, thank you. Stay with me, said Manadevi. If you stay with me, is really very good for you. I can give you all the cities, the mystical perfection, just like this. And we worship the Lord together. Mother, I'm very thankful for your kind offer. And please let me go on. In my heart is a form who plays the flute, who I want to meet. He is a counterfeit. Well, if you want to become liberated from this material existence, you also need my blessings. Worship. I can only worship the Lord. Please forgive me, Mother. My obedience, Mother. She has given me everything. You don't know what is center enjoyment. If you have the body of a mystical being who can just fulfill everything, it's siddha. This is something else that you know, the little enjoyment. So he went out of the layers of the universe, but he had made the last test of Maya. But when he came outside of the universe, and this will be the last thing which I tell today. How many lectures do I have? Four? Two? Four? Oh no, I will end here. I will end here. What happens there is extremely frightful. Gokuma almost loses his identity after so much traveling. He almost, and how this is so, we will hear next time. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
There are only two. No big thing. Why only two? So nice to have nice questions. How much is Krishna personally, as Bhagavan, present in the life of young devotee with his arrangements, mercy, etc.? For example, in the life of a beginner like myself. This is a wonderful question. Let us see if we all understand this question. How is Krishna personally present in the life of a young devotee? You went to hear the full answer, you have to come to London. There I will give a lecture series called Face to Face, Our Relationship with Krishna. Flesh is a treasure. Well, there are different ways to answer this. The first is you should learn to see Krishna in his forms in the world. For instance, when you drink water, Krishna is the taste of water. I think everyone sometimes drinks water. Most people drink maybe milk, but we drink also a lot of water. This is how Krishna is personally present in the life of a devotee. When you look into the nature, you can see the hills, which are the bones of Krishna. When you look at the sun, you can see the eye of Krishna. When you see don't think this is irreligious and sinful in your life. That's the back of Krishna. This is the first meditation which is given in the second and canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, meditating about the Lord in the nature. Because nature is what surrounds us and what we can see. Another arrangement you can see is things which happen in your life and which help you to come to Krishna consciousness. There it's most easy to see the arrangement of the Lord. For instance, you can see how you met the devotees at a time in your life when you were suffering in your material existence and were looking for something else. Then when the devotees came into your life, you could understand, this is what I was looking for. Especially devotees are sent by Krishna into our lives. Very often the arrangements of the Lord come, however, in a covered way. You do not recognize them immediately. For instance, yesterday, I personally had a little problem in my material body. And I was thinking how this is an arrangement of the Lord. It is very difficult to see. I begin to understand why this had to happen yesterday. But I will still need to meditate a little bit about it and ask the Lord in the heart. In other words, I wanted to give you an example. When you don't see immediately how something is an arrangement of the Lord, pray. And you will see how everything is an arrangement of the Lord. But see, very often our problem is that we are surrounded by so much nectar, but we don't take advantage of it. This is a great problem because we are superficial people from Kali Yuga. Jesus even said, they see but they don't see. Great problem. You hold someone book before his eyes and he doesn't see. We are in a dangerous position, my dear devotees, because we are still a little bit blind and cannot immediately see the arrangements of Krishna. And in this way we cannot benefit. Once there was a blind man, and he had never drank milk, but he heard from all the people around him that milk is so nice. So he asked his friends, can you please tell me what milk is? Well, said the friend, I think you have to drink it. Well, if you want to know, it's white. Blind and never seen. What is white? So he said, what is white? So the question was again put to the. Well, it's the color of a crane. Do you know a crane? This is a bird, white bird. It has long legs. Yeah. But what is a crane? Asked the blind man. So finally, this man had some velos. He made like this. And he said, come touch my arm, then you know what a crane is. This is how milk is. If I drink milk, it will stay in my throat. I will choke to death. I never want to drink milk. Never, 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 never. This is what happens to the blind person. So if you don't see Krishna arrangement, you have to ask someone who can see. I would personally recommend you to go to your spiritual master and say, this is my life, this is how I am, but I don't see the next steps, I don't know, I can't read this. He will be able to tell you if you want to hear the person of the past.
So now we have the last question for today.
Please, I put this. Isn't it nice to have such question? Now I can't look at the devotee because it's nice to have these questions in private. See, especially in Croatia, it's more interesting for the Croatian devotee who asks the question than what is the question. I've seen it. You're very personal.
From the same personality.
No, sorry. From a different personality.
What is your ideal picture of a disciple? Inside mood and external behavior. When are you really satisfied with the disciple? Now, because this is a question addressed to me, I will answer this in another forum, at another lecture. I will here give a general answer so that everyone can have the benefit, but I will take it also and put it where my heart is, and answer it later. It's a wonderful question. I want to thank you very much. I wanted to speak about this. Yes. The spiritual master wants to see that his disciple is interested in Krishna. As soon as the spiritual master is seeing this thing, he becomes unlimited merciful. And when the master sees that the disciple is interested in so many other things and not in Krishna, he becomes very disappointed to the disciple. He thinks, I could not save this poor soul. And he becomes very, very sad because he knows now, because this disciple is interested in so many other things which are not connected with Krishna, he will have to take birth again and again and again to fulfill his material desires. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once said, what is the greatest disease of the conditioned soul? Can you imagine? I could not imagine when I read this. What would you think is the greatest disease of the conditioned soul? What? Man's speculation? What else? You're afraid to say? Listen to Bhaktisiddhanta. He said, our greatest disease is attachment to objects which are not related to Krishna, things which have nothing to do with Krishna. Because we will have to take birth again and again to fulfill these material desires. It's interesting, isn't it, this definition? In this analysis is also the answer what we should do with these attachments. If you have attachments, then you should think how you can transfer them to Krishna. Like if you are interested in the beautiful things of the world, think how you can get something beautiful for Krishna.
decorate the deity of the Lord if you are interested in beautiful dress and shminka. Some of our Manjis are extremely interested in this. You know, decorate the deities. Make just outlandish costumes. When you come and visit me in Karuna Bhavan, you should see Radharakunya Bihari have such far-out dresses. Even Michael Jackson has not such far-out. Or Madonna, you know, it's nothing. My ladies have such far-out dresses and outfits. This is how to transfer the attention. If you are interested in mental speculation, you should measly on the basis of philosophy. Read the philosophy as much as you can. If you are interested in music, dive into the nectar of the holy name. Another question, but I will not answer this now. I want to thank you very much. Next time when we meet is when tomorrow morning at the same time. We will hear what happened to Gop Kumar when he left the universe. I think we should make a movie about it. So good. It's almost very difficult to put it. We would need maybe 40 million American dollars for this, isn't it? To make it proper. Oh, but let me see before the end. Is there any question just now? Krishna Pranarika.
Yesterday when Prabhupada Srinath was in Jordan and I read in London for the Vrindavan. So that in one moment, Prabhupada went in a little door to expect to sit down. But he got close to appearing in his mind and he was like, should we be down here? You can imagine that he is like, when you are, I don't know, his name is and then he said that Jagannath Puri is the same as Vrindavan. You can imagine that Jagannath Puri is Vrindavan is the same as Vrindavan. It may be my speculation. It may be the reason also why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu choose Jagannath Puri, the same Jagannath Puri, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a darkness of Srimati Radharani. He couldn't look at normal that he could be in Vrindavan, but he was in Puri. And
yeah.
Also, just a moment, because also one teacher once said that the devotees who live in Jagannath Puri, the worship Lord there, then they left the temple of Buddha.
Right. This answer will require a lot of, let me say like this, this is question and answer are very, very nice, but they require a lot of information. I do not know how much you know as an audience, but I can tell so much that the pure devotee whose eye is full of love, he can see Vrindavan and Puri also. See, the spiritual world is something different than a remote place, like for instance, between here and Sweden are so many kilometers, but between us and the spiritual world is only our consciousness. It's not the kilometer. Although we're here in this journey, you know, it's a real journey. He goes from planet to planet and so on. And I guess you can measure it in kilometers from the Earth to there. But when the real journey starts, you know, now he is going out of the universe, it will become very difficult to measure the 50 kilometers. We will see at the end some great surprise which we have about this. So yes, a pure devotee who is in pure Krishna consciousness, he can see Vrindavan and Puri. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Lord Jagannath was the threefold bending Lord of Vrindavan, Shyama Sundar. But others don't see it. It depends, you know, when you are in Puri, if you are in the Vrindavan consciousness, then you will see anywhere and everything Vrindavan. If you are in a Jagannath consciousness, you will see another form of the Lord. It depends on the devotee. It's so nice in Krishna consciousness. It depends on us. We have no one to blame but us. We have to work at nothing else than our own hearts. Nice, isn't it? Everything is so clear and simple. Alright, so I think we have now 12 minutes past 9 and we should end our little morning discussion here. Thank you very much for coming and please come tomorrow morning. I want you to hear this to the end because you will really make a lot of spiritual advancement. You will see how you lose your attachment to this material world when you hear it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.